Blog Talk Radio.
Starting very soon. Like I say, we're running some practice shows, so we're only going to be on about 30 minutes tonight. But, hey, if you are listening and you want to call in, the phone number is 914-219-0899. Once again, that phone number is 914-219-0899. Call into the Greg Squirrel Show. Oh man, we got some great stuff going on. I'm proud to be part of some great stuff going on. Down South Championship Wrestling got their next big event coming up next Saturday, Mulberry, Arkansas. It's going to be a great time, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just tell you what we got coming up on this next show. At the fairgrounds, Mulberry, Arkansas, at the Agri building. That's our location. That is the home. And this coming Saturday, it is going to be, the Night of Champions, Battle for the Gold. Newly crowned Down South Championship Wrestling heavyweight champion Spider Varick Vane will be defending the title against Kenny Alfonso. So we got that big match coming up. But another one of the big matches coming up, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a four-man tournament to crown a new DCW North American champion. And so we are excited about that. Got Xander Gold. A lot of you AEW fans have seen Alexander Gold make some appearances on AEW. He's going to be at Mulberry, one of the four men participating in the North American tournament. You got the Iceman. You got Wesley Crane, and you got Moses. Those are the four men that are going to be participating in this tournament to crown a new DCW heavyweight champion. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, if you have not been at a DCW event, let me tell you, the weekend before, we actually ran two weekends in a row. And the first weekend, you saw a best two out of three fall match between Spider, the man known as Varick Vane, or Varick Vane, the man known as Spider, whatever you want to call him. You saw him and Brandon Groom go two out of three falls. And that match was declared a draw. That's how it was, because each wrestler won a fall. And we just decided. Then last weekend, we put them in a cage. Brandon Groom and Varick Vane, the Spider. We put them in a steel cage to crown a new DCW heavyweight champion, and the Spider walked out as the champ. So big congratulations to the Spider. He is the new DCW heavyweight champion. I'm hoping Granny Hulkster's out there. I'm hoping Granny Hulkster is listening. You know, it's kind of late on Granny Hulkster's. You know, they do got curfews at the home, so I don't know if Granny Hulkster is listening. I'm sending a message out. I'm putting it stuff on Facebook. So hopefully we can get Granny Hulkster on here. But that cage match between Varick Vane, Spider, Brandon Groom, it was interesting. I'll put to say the least. Space Cowboy Jason Jones. He was on the show, and had to take a drink of Dr. Pepper. Space Cowboy Jason Jones, he was on the show defending his unified Southern Heavyweight Championship. So reason we call it unified is because not only does Space Cowboy Jason Jones defend that belt here, but he also defends it in other promotions also. And that's how it's going to be for that North American Championship. Whoever walks out as the new North American Champion will not only be able to defend that belt, CW, we're going to call it the Unified North American title. He's going to be able to defend it here, but any other promotions. And we're going to be having a new belt made up for the Unified North American Champion. So that's going to be exciting right there. Also going to be appearing next Saturday will be the newly crowned DCW Tag Team Champions, Brandon Groom and the Monarch. And this is going to be their first title defense, as they defend against the Dragon Clan. And if you have not seen the Dragon Clan in action, they are a tag team worth paying attention to. We got a great tag team division because you got Brandon Groom and the Monarch. You have Toxic Masculinity. There's some other great tag teams that are coming, the Dragon Clan, for instance. And there are some great tag teams that are making their way to DCW to a challenge for CW Tag Team Champions. So like I say, if you're out there and you can hear my voice, feel free to call in. We got 20 minutes on this test show. So we want to try to test everything, make sure the phone lines are working. 914-219-0899 is the phone number for you to call in to the Greg Squirrel Show. All right, let's get back to Mulberry. Of course, you know, you got the Texas Outlaws, Bobby Burns, Cody Burns, and now, out of the woodwork, we got this nephew, Colby Burns. And I'm the commissioner. I'm supposed to hold my temper, but me and Colby, we had to come to Jesus meeting at the last show, and so I'm sure Bobby's going to be looking for a little retribution on that. That's okay. I'm a big boy. I can handle it. So there you go. Also appearing, Bobby Burns has this new monster that he's brought in for Angel Camacho. And this guy is big. This guy is athletic. But, hey, there's some other big athletic wrestlers out there also just chomping at the bit to wrestle for DCW, most notably Kay Toomer out of Little Rock, Arkansas. This guy, he's legit. So Angel Camacho, Nate Graves, crowd favorite, Pineapple Jack. He is going to be at the next show. You got Mighty Micah, Frank Dunbar. You got some newcomers coming in. Mac Daddy Michael, a guy named Sean Patrick. A couple of cards ago, we had Raheem De La Suede. He's going to be making his way back to DCW. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, not only myself as the commissioner, but the board of directors for DCW, we're spreading our net out big and wide because we want to bring some of the top wrestlers into DCW. So that's why you're going to be seeing guys like Space Cowboy Jason Jones, Brandon Groom. You're going to be seeing guys like Raheem De La Suede, like I mentioned, challenging Varick Vane to Spider for the North America or for the DCW heavyweight title. Kenny Alfonso. It's a great time to be a wrestling fan in the River Valley. Once again, next Saturday night. That's right. We are going to be live once again at the Mulberry Fairgrounds. I think it's the Crawford County Fairgrounds. I wouldn't swear on it. I just know where it's at, and I just be there. But, it's exciting, ladies and gentlemen. I really don't know how else to say it, except it is exciting. So, I'm trying to do something here on Facebook. Oh, what's on your mind, Gregory? Well, that's what's on my mind. The Greg Squirrel Show. That's what's on my mind. We're posting the guest call-in number on Facebook. So if there's anybody out there listening, we're only going to be on for about 15 more minutes. Like I say, we're just running some practice shows to get the bugs out of the system. And then we're going to be going for an hour to start out with. Then we may move to 2 hours, just depend on the response. But, wrestlers are free to call in and talk about their next show or any shows that they're appearing on. If you're a wrestling promotion out there and you want us to promote your show as well as DCW, call on in. We'll do that too. So we are not afraid. But it's going to be a fun time, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, 914-219-0899. If you're a professional wrestler and you want to talk, come on the show. Now, let's talk real quick about WWE because, their big pay-per-view's coming up. Money in the Bank. Let me tell you, one of the wrestlers that's really been, female wrestlers that's really been working her butt off during this pandemic is Bayley. And I don't care what you think. I think Bayley's adorable with the new shorter hair. I'm kind of digging it. So that's that. But unfortunately, Bayley has had to pull out the women's Money in the Bank because she was injured in a training session. and they said she was going to be out 9 months. Well, then naturally, everybody started coming in. Oh, well, she's pregnant, so they're pulling this issue, this 9 month injury issue. Well, they put a post out today. Bailey was legitimately hurt at the performance center, or she was doing some training, you know, and unfortunately she tore her ACL. And so Bailey has talked about this on her Twitter feeds, her Instagram, and so it's kind of legit. You know, Bailey is legitimately hurt. She tore her ACL, and she's a fast healer. So they're saying that it's going to take about 9 months for her to get back. And so for Money in the Bank, well, they had to fill that spot. And so filling that spot at Money in the Bank, who's the blonde? Somebody help me. Somebody send me a message. My brain just went blanker than something. But Who was the blonde under Riot Squad? Crap. Normally I'm on top of that. My brain just went blank. There was Ruby Riot, who was released. And now Liv. That's it. Liv Morgan. I think that's her name. Yeah, Liv Morgan. All right, I got total recall now. Liv Morgan has been put in the Money in the Bank match. So that's going to be interesting to see. 914-219-0899. That is the phone number to call if you want to get on the Greg Squirrel Show. We only got about 10 more minutes. Like I say, we're going to be running some practice shows, working out the kinks, getting everything working. So when we're ready to go to that full hour, well, everything's working like it's supposed to, if you know what I mean. Oh, I know Varick Vane, the Spider, he's been posting some crap on Facebook, talking smack. So, it's just interesting. Oh, I'm excited about having this show. We are looking for sponsors. If you want to be a sponsor of the Greg Squirrel Show, we got some sponsorship packages. They don't cost a whole lot, but you know, if you're a business owner, we'll run commercials for you. If you have pre-recorded commercials, we have that ability to run those commercials for you and get you some good advertisement, not only local, but around the world. And that's the nice thing about the Greg Squirrel Show on Blog Talk Radio is we are around the world, ladies and gentlemen. So, I've had friends in the military in Afghanistan, and down in Australia, down at Cuba, just all over. They'll call me up, you know, and say, or send me an email that says, "Hey, Greg, we were listening to the Greg Squirrel Show." And so it's an exciting thing. But we are getting back. We are getting ready. We got about 9 minutes left in tonight's show. Call in real fast if you're listening. Let me know everything's working okay. 914-219-0899 is the phone number. We'll normally be running a full hour. Looks like we're going to try to either go 8 to 9 or 9 to 10 on Sunday night. So that's why we're kind of running in this spot where we are at. I can't stop yawning. It's been a rough week, boys and girls. Let me just put it that way. It has been a rough week. But I got my crack staff. They are here with me. And we're just hanging out, and we're getting the Greg Squirrel Show ready. So once again, 914-219-0899. We got about a little bit over eight minutes left in the show. If there's something you want to talk about, feel free to call on in here real quick. So let me flip a page back over here, make sure we did get everything covered for that Mulberry, Arkansas show. I do think we got everything. And everybody's been asking, well, is DCW going to have female wrestlers? And that word is yes. We are currently out scouting female wrestlers that we want to be a part of the DCW roster. 914-219-0899. That is the number that you need to be calling if you want to call in tonight on the Greg Squirrel Show. But to go ahead and answer that question, yes, we are going to have a women's division. And so, we're talking all the time to some of the top independent female wrestlers. We're going to get them in here. That's all I can say about that, is we are going to get them in here. And it's going to be fun, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, that's the good, nice thing that I see the ownership of DCW doing. And they're bringing in different wrestlers every single time. You're not seeing the same wrestlers show after show after show after show. They are out there working. They're bringing in different wrestlers all the time. So that's why you got to catch each and every DCW event, because half the roster is going to be different every show. You know, we're going to have our regulars, like Bobby Burns, star champions, like Brandon Groom, Monarch, Spider, you know. And trust me, ladies and gentlemen, when we tell you, you may not see, we're going old school, so you may not see the Spider each and every show. You may not see Brandon Groom and Monarch with the tag titles each and every show. Whoever walks out the North American champion, you may not see them each and every show. But you are going to see it. But we want to bring in a variety. We want to bring in, and, you know, we're always taking recommendations. We're going to start putting up notepads where the fans enter the building. We're going to have a pack. Well, name some wrestlers from the top independent promotions that you would like to see in DCW. I mean, I can spit out four or five right off the top of my hand. Gary Graham, Space Cowboy Jason Jones, he's already been there. You know, we're going to be having him back. Big Smooth out of Oklahoma. Love to see him. Mr. Saturday Night, Michael Berry, would love to have him come in. And, you know, there's some really great wrestling action in this area. We're looking at a little over 4 minutes left on the show. 914-219-0899 is the phone number for the Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, it's going to be fun. Next Saturday, Mulberry, Arkansas. It's going to be fun. I promise you that. If the last two shows are any indication, yeah, it's going to be fun. But like I say, we had a 2 out of 3 falls match that ended in a draw between Spider and Brandon Groom. So I made the call. And so last week, July 3rd, we put them in a cage. And we said, hey, nobody's walking out of this. You know, two men enter, one man leave, and that man was crowned the new DCW heavyweight champion, and that man turned out to be the Spider. So, like I say, Spider, he's going to be on the card. Kenny Alfonso is going to get that shot at that first title defense from the Spider. So we're excited about that. DCW tag titles, Brandon Groom and the Monarch going to be taking on the Dragon Clan. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a pro, tickets are $15 for adults, $10 for kids. Kids under 5 years old, they get in free. You can save $5 getting your tickets in advance, 79-544-6534. And that's the number you call for your advance tickets. Once again, 479-544-6534. And that's for your tickets. Doors open around 5:30. Match is going to start about 7. We got concession stands. A lot of the wrestlers have their merchandise. So they have their table set up. We want to see the fans get out and support the wrestlers appearing in DCW. All right. Just dropped under 2 minutes left on this 30-minute show here tonight. 914-219-0899 is that phone number. Write it down. We'll be here every Sunday night or at 9 o'clock, and we'll actually go back and look over the show. If we had a show Saturday night, we'll go back and we'll take a look at that show and let you know the results. Don't count on us. Come to the shows in person. That's all I can say is come to the shows in person. I guess Granny Hulkster was already free because she did not get called in tonight. 914-219-0899 is the phone number for the Greg Squirrel Show. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, I am excited to be getting this show back on the air. And, you know, in the future, we're going to be talking about other things, too. We're going to be talking MMA. We're going to be talking boxing. And, of course, we're going to be talking about other sports. A lot of stuff going on. And it's going to be good. I have no idea why my throat keeps drying up, but I've been drinking enough water to float a sub. But we're going to be getting out of here, ladies and gentlemen. We got about 5 seconds left. Don't forget to check in with us next week. We're going to have another 30-minute show. So everybody be safe, be good, and we will talk to you next week on the Greg Squirrel Show. See ya.